The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 24th chapter. Jesus himself stood among the disciples and said to them, "Peace be with you." They were startled and terrified and thought that they were seeing a ghost. He said to them, "Why are you frightened? And why do doubts arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet. See that it is I myself. Touch me and see, for a ghost does not have flesh and bones as you see that I have." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While in their joy, they were disbelieving and still wondering. He said to them, "Have you anything here to eat?" And they gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate it in their presence. Then he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. And he said to them, "Thus it is written, that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things." The Gospel of the Lord. May be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Have you ever been diagnosed with the ailment known as selective hearing? The symptoms occur when your husband or your wife or maybe a parent has something to tell you, but it completely escapes you. The diagnosis is usually not made by a doctor, though. I think some of that is going on here in the Easter stories, because some of the people catch on right away that Jesus has risen from the dead, and they believe it, and others it takes a little bit longer. The Easter season, as we celebrate it, is actually 50 days long. We usually think of Easter as being that one Sunday a year where we hear the story of the empty tomb and Jesus rising from the dead, but actually that season continues on from Easter morning all the way through Pentecost. And we are in the midst of that season, and so we hear the resurrection stories during this Easter season. But actually, every Sunday morning is a celebration of Easter, where we remember that Christ died and rose again for our salvation. That first Sunday of Easter, 2 weeks ago, we heard from John's Gospel, where we heard the story where the women did go to the empty tomb. They found it empty, and then they talked with angels, and then Jesus did appear to them. Last week, we heard the story, and it happens on that same day, that first Easter day, of the disciples locked up in their upper room, and Jesus breaks through the doors, and Thomas isn't there. Today, we hear from Luke's Gospel. Those last two were from John. Today, we hear from Luke's Gospel. And Luke adds even more to that first Easter day than what the other Gospels have. And one of the things in Luke's Gospel to pay attention to are all the conversations that take place on that Easter day. The first conversation that takes place is between the women as they go to the tomb. Luke says that they are perplexed, and I imagine they're talking all this over. What does this mean? Has the body been stolen? Has Jesus been risen? What have they done with the body? Questions. They were perplexed. But then they see angels. The angels appear to them, and the angels have a conversation, the second conversation in the story. The angels have a conversation with them and say, "What are y'all looking for? Jesus is not here. He has risen." But then they also remind the women of another conversation that Jesus had had with them, that when he told them that he would suffer many things, that he would be arrested and that he would be crucified, and on the third day he would rise again. And then the women remember. And so they go rushing back to the disciples to have a conversation with them. And they tell the disciples what they had seen and heard. They tell them about their conversations. But that conversation really doesn't go very well, because the disciples take it as just simply idle talk from women. I'm sure it didn't go very well. Then Luke adds another story on that same day. And again, it's about conversations. Two of Jesus' other followers are traveling from Jerusalem to a village known as Emmaus. And they're about 7 miles apart. And so these two travelers, these two followers of Jesus, have time to talk. One of them is even named as Cleopas. They're talking about all these events that have taken place that week before, about the arrest and the trials and the crucifixion. And then they had also heard the reports of the women that Jesus had risen from the dead. And they were talking about all these things that were going on. When a stranger joins them, a stranger whom they don't recognize, and the stranger asks, "What's going on?" So the stranger gets in the conversation with them. And the stranger asks, "What's going on?" And they're surprised, because they thought everybody had heard everything that had gone on the week before. And so they tell him what's going on, but then that stranger starts to say, "It all makes sense. Listen to what Scripture has to say." And again, they're walking 7 miles, so they have some time for some lengthy conversation. And so this stranger tells them about all the predictions that were in Scripture, from the writings of Moses all the way through the prophets and the Psalms, of all the different predictions of what would happen to the Messiah. I think there's over 300 predictions in the Old Testament about what would happen to the Messiah. And some of them get very detailed, such as he would be born in Bethlehem. And so this stranger explains to these two travelers what's going on. And when they finally get to Emmaus, the strangers, it's starting to make sense to them. And they say, "Why don't you stay with us?" And so they invite him over for supper. And it wasn't until this stranger took the bread, he blessed it, and he broke it, and they recognized that this stranger was Jesus. And then Luke records that they couldn't see him anymore. But these two travelers were so excited. They were so excited that they had to go back to Jerusalem so that they could have another conversation with the disciples. And it's amazing. You think about it. It's 7 miles. They had just walked 7 miles. And it was evening. And so now they run back to Jerusalem another 7 miles in the dark just to have a conversation with the other disciples. And so they get back to Jerusalem. Our gospel lesson today starts at Luke chapter 24, verse 36b. What's in that first half of verse 36 is this conversation that was going on between these two travelers to Emmaus and the disciples. They were still talking about these things, and that's when Jesus comes in and he opens up a new conversation. He says, "Peace be with you." And that's an appropriate conversation to have with these disciples who are gathered up here behind locked doors. They were afraid. They were afraid not only of the Jews, they were afraid of the events that were going on. And when they saw Jesus, they were terrified, Luke says. They think it's a ghost. But Jesus carries on with his conversations and he says, "Look at my hands. Look at my feet, look at my side, touch my hands, my feet, and my side, and know that I am real." And still, it says that they were joyful, that in their joy, though, they were still disbelieving. They still didn't believe it was Jesus. And so he says, "You got something to eat?" And so he eats some broiled fish. And finally, they believe that Jesus has risen from the dead. I guess my question is here, with all these conversations going on and also with these witnessing accounts, why is it some people catch on right away and why is it that some others take so long? I mean, the women catch on pretty quick. They see the empty grave and they're perplexed, but as soon as they see the angels and listen to the angels, they believe Jesus has risen from the dead. And then the two travelers going to Emmaus, they didn't recognize Jesus right away. But after that conversation, after getting into Jesus' conversation with the scriptures and in the breaking of the bread, they catch on and they believe. I think it's a bit ironic that those who had been the closest to Jesus, those who had been around Jesus the most, those who had talked with him and spent nights with him and heard him preaching and saw all of his miracles, his disciples were the last ones to catch on, the last ones to believe that it truly was Jesus who rose from the dead. What do we hear? What kind of conversations do we have? What do we hear from the Easter story? What do we listen to? And another important question then, what do we do with what we hear? Jesus has one more conversation with his disciples. Here in verse 48, the last one here in our gospel lesson, he says, "You are witnesses to these things." You are witnesses to these things. Actually, this story continues on just a little bit further because in this story as well, he gives the promise that he will send his Holy Spirit. Now, it's believed that the author of Luke and the author of the book of Acts are one and the same person, that the person who wrote Luke also wrote Acts, and that Acts is a continuation of the Gospel of Luke. And as if you read those back and forth, it really does fit in. Because immediately then, as Acts starts, it starts with the ascension of Jesus, and then it goes straight to that day of Pentecost. And it was on that day of Pentecost that Jesus did fulfill his promise, that the Holy Spirit was sent, and there were many conversations that day. As a matter of fact, people actually heard those conversations because there were about 3,000 people who were baptized on that Pentecost day. But what do we do with what we hear from these Easter stories? Jesus says, "You are to be witnesses of these things." We too have received that Holy Spirit. We receive that Holy Spirit in our baptisms. And God leads us, continues to lead us. He fills our mouths with the words to say. God will give us the words of what to say. And so we have conversations then with our own family members. We need to have conversations with our children, or maybe our grandchildren, or nieces and nephews, with husbands and wives, with friends, with other family members, with neighbors, with co-workers, even with strangers. We can open up conversations so that we too are witnesses to these things, that we too believe that Jesus actually rose from the dead and that he did that for our salvation and for forgiveness of sins. We are the witnesses to these things. We are witnesses to the fact that he is risen. He has risen indeed. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.